Friday morning, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. My, how the mighty have fallen. Months ago, people were saying this guy could run for president against Donald Trump. Michael Avenatti now might be going to prison. Sherry Preston from ABC News on the line to shed some light on these charges. Good morning, Sherry.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. How you doing? A federal grand jury dropping a 36-count indictment against high-profile attorney Michael Avenatti, a host of fraud and tax offenses. They allege, among other things, he stole millions of dollars from clients, millions of dollars of employment taxes from his coffee company. He had a jet that was confiscated. One of the things, if you take a look at this, I mean, any one of these could probably land him a couple decades in prison, but with all of them together, he's looking at over 300 years in prison. He is out tweeting saying he is innocent until proven guilty. He's got a lot of enemies is what he's claiming. But really what he's charged with are wire fraud, tax fraud, bank fraud, bankruptcy fraud, including embezzling money from clients and taking it, using it for his own personal good.
I know he was in trouble with Nike a while back as well.
He was in trouble with Nike a while back, but this does not have anything to do with that. It also doesn't have anything to do with the Stormy Daniels case. These are all other things. Here's what the feds are saying he was involved in. They're claiming that, here's an example of just one case. This is one client, okay? They're saying that he represented a paraplegic man who won a lawsuit in the city of Los Angeles against Los Angeles County, alleging that his constitutional rights were violated. The county paid out $4 million in a settlement in January of 2015, but within months, Avenatti had drained the entire settlement payment from his law firm's trust account, according to the feds, and used part of it to finance his coffee business. There's another client who says that he wanted a $3 million settlement in a manner and included a payment of $2.75 million early in 2017. What they say is Avenatti took the bulk of that money and used it to buy a part of his own private jet, falsely saying that the payments would have to take place over 8 years. The feds are saying, no, that wasn't true. He used the money for this jet. Again, the jet has been confiscated, and Avenatti is out on $300,000 bond scheduled to be arraigned on April 29th.
Wow, that's amazing. If it was just one charge, if it was one incident, you could give him the benefit of the doubt and say, well, that's right, he does have a lot of enemies. I could understand that, but it just seems like a pattern of behavior. If the evidence is there, he's going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the bankruptcy charges, which are like making false statements for how much his law firm was worth, the bank fraud charges, same kind of thing. But what's got people, probably the most angered, saying that these, when he actually represented these clients and then won these settlements for them, and then they never saw any of the money. I mean, a lot of times, you'll hire a lawyer for a big settlement like that, then you expect the lawyer to take a nice chunk of that, but not all of it.
Right.
You expect you to get just a little bit of it.
That's the idea. Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, so, boy. Right now, again, he's out on $300,000 bond. The investigation is going on, being conducted by the IRS criminal investigation. It's also, they're also in contact with Los Angeles County, Orange County. A lot of this stuff is going on. So, yet again, as you mentioned at the beginning, I mean, this is a guy whose name he had brought up numerous times as possibly being a presidential contender in 2020.
Yeah.
I think it's probably safe to say that those plans are probably on hold.
He will be preoccupied for sure.
Right, exactly.
Sherry, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it. Have a good
Take
weekend.
Take care, Paul. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.